The Utah State Fair opened its gates Thursday for another 10 days of fried dough, ponies, and Ferris wheel rides. But KUER's Andrea Smarden reports the future of the fair park is uncertain.
During the last state legislative session, lawmakers debated whether to renew a long-term lease for the fair park. At the time, there was a possibility that Real Salt Lake owner Deloy Hansen might build a soccer stadium there. Democratic Senator Jim DeBacchus of Salt Lake City made it sound like this may be the last hope for the fair.
The property has deteriorated, where it's condemned, where we're not getting funding, we're keeping it open. This is our moment. This is the year. Either we're going to keep a state fair, and we're going to fund it, and we're going to approve a plan, and we're going to get a lease signed, or we're just going to say, you know what, it's over.
The legislature put off a decision on the lease, and Hansen chose a different location for the stadium. Still, the fair goes on, and Don Child is offering pony rides, as he has for 40 years.
We need the state fair, for heaven's sakes, you know, just a little tradition, and it's got a taste of the old, it's got, you know, the freshest things out there. And I'll guarantee you it's going to go this year and next year. I'd put my word on it because I have a contract.
That may be true, but the question is, what happens in 2017? That's when the fair park's current lease with the state runs out. Ted Lewis is a member of the board of directors for the Fair Park Corporation and the interim executive director.
I'm very confident that we will continue the fair operations here. We'll continue them in this location, and that we'll have the blessing of the legislature to try to build up and accelerate the kinds of things that go on here.
Lewis says he has a new business plan to keep the fair park going. It involves more and bigger activities using the space year-round, but he says it will require the legislature to approve a long-term lease as soon as possible. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.